How Can God Be Humble? By Krishna's Mercy.
Rajvidya Vinitash, Brahmadhanam Upasita. Shrutvan Shil Sampanno Vinitash Parantpaha.
Quoth, he is well trained in royal knowledge and gives honor to the Brahmanas. He is full of knowledge, endowed with good conduct, and humble. He is a chastiser of the foe.
Hanuman, Valmiki Ramayana, Sundara Kand, 35.13.
There is a verse from the Ramayana wherein Sri Hanuman describes the husband of Sita Devi to be Vinita. We can say that this Sanskrit word translates to humble or modest. The word is included in a list of qualities. The purpose here is proper identification. Sita Devi already knows her husband, but this stranger should provide additional evidence to authenticate. There is no password system to speak of. Dual-factor mode is not enabled. Sita Devi has to go by what Hanuman knows, and one way to show what you know is by speaking. Hanuman thus communicates his familiarity with Rama's qualities. An enemy would have a difficult time faking it. They might reference some biographical information, but little beyond that. I am not saying that Hanuman is wrong. Any person who studies Rama's behavior from the Ramayana would have to agree with the assessment. Rama is an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, after all. Vinita is a good quality to have, and we know that God is pure goodness, Shuddha Sattva. Contemplating a little further, one has to wonder if Rama is merely putting on an act. How can he really be humble? He lifted the mighty bow of Lord Shiva in the contest to win Sita's hand in marriage. He rid the forest of the menace that was Dataka. As an inexperienced youth, he successfully defended against the attack of Rakshasas, Marika, and Sabahu. God is the greatest there is. What need is there to be humble? How can this description appropriately affix to him?
The humility is in dealings with others. Sri Rama can be the most boastful, if necessary. He is the most over which to be proud, which is important to understand. Rama particularly sets the example for proper behavior. He is the ideal son, husband, elder brother, king, friend, teacher, etc. We are reminded that a true hero does not speak much. They let their actions do the talking. Someone like Ravana, meanwhile, cannot get enough of highlighting their own glories. Ravana tried his best to win Sita over with listing his accomplishments. The goddess of fortune was not interested. Neither is any sane person. This is because they understand, as confirmed by Prahlada Maharaj, that the source of strength in every person is the same.
Shri Prahlad Uvach. Na kevlam me bhavtascha rajan. Save balam balina chapresham. Pare vare mi sthir jangmaye. Brahmadyu yen varsham pranitaha.
Quoth, Prahlada Maharaj said, "My dear king, the source of my strength, of which you are asking, is also the source of yours. Indeed, the original source of all kinds of strength is one. He is not only your strength or mine, but the only strength for everyone. Without him, no one can get any strength. Whether moving or not moving, superior or inferior, everyone, including Lord Brahma, is controlled by the strength of the Supreme Personality of Godhead." Srimad Bhagavatam, 787.
The words I compose at this moment are because someone else is providing the energy. I can try my best, but unless nature cooperates, I will fail every time. I am not the doer, though I am bewildered into thinking so.
Prakriteha kriyamanani. Guneha karmani sarvasha. Ahamkar vimudhatma. Kartaham iti mannete.
Quote, the bewildered spirit soul, under the influence of the three modes of material nature, thinks himself to be the doer of activities, which are in actuality carried out by nature.
Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 3.27.
Just as Rama accepts spiritual guides in the progression through an earthly lifetime, so he shows humility in order to establish a standard of proper behavior. Etiquette in this light is beneficial for every person involved. The superiors receive the proper respect in order that they may continue to guide others. The dependents remain in their place, if even intentionally suppressing their abilities. This is for honoring time and circumstance. There is an appropriate time to exhibit every wonderful attribute a person possesses. For the conditioned living entities, every ability and every action should be sacrificed at the altar of devotion to the same Rama. Everything should be done as an offering to him. Then it will be easy to remain humble, while at the same unabashedly carrying out prescribed responsibilities.
Yat karoshi yad ashnasi. Yaj juhoshi dadasi yat. Yat tapasesi kon te. Tat kurushv madarpanam.
Quote, O son of Kunti, all that you do, all that you eat, all that you offer and give away, as well as all austerities that you may perform, should be done as an offering unto me.
Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 9.27.
Servants like Hanuman, who know the humility in the Supreme Lord, are humble themselves, despite having stunning accomplishments to their name. That humility is beneficial in the long run, while foolish pride, sourced in the false ego, is binding to the cycle of birth and death. In closing, to cycle of rebirth binding, when false ego finding, better as humble to stay, like Hanuman's way, who described Rama as so, his wife Sita already to know, with proper understanding steady, every godly gift used when ready.